Jephthah went to the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, "What taste do to with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land?" And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, "Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peacefully."
Amen. As I was following in online, as a child, I grew up with having a father who could sing very well, having an aunt who could sing very well also. So I was taken back when, as a little boy, I was asked to sing in Sabbath school, of which I said, "Me? Why me? I don't see my other friends coming up and singing in Sabbath school." So I wasn't very pleased. Now I used to sing in the house. When you got a dad who sings, you sing in the house. Of which my dad would go, which meant he's trying. When your dad who sings very well and you trying to sing, he says your voice isn't as up to as it should do. But I say, "Why me?" And later on in my teens, I kept complaining that there was no pathfinders in our church. We always had pathfinders growing up, and it's pathfinders what gave me the standing to stay in church. I kept saying, "Why is there no pathfinders?" Well, be careful what you ask for. The nominating committee gave me great delight in saying, "Well, as you've been asking and bellyaching about pathfinders, you're the new leader." Of which I said, "Me? Why me? I can't do it, surely not me." Now, as it happens, they said, "Well, if you really want to do well, have a good team behind you." Well, they gave me a very good team, and Pathfinders went from strength to strength, despite me. I was, I was in my 20s, and the church decided that this young man is in good stead with church. We're gonna make him. What did he call it? Was elder, but he said is elder in training. I says, "Why me? I can't preach. What do I know about preaching?" And they said, "Well, don't worry about preaching." Have someone said that to me before? "Don't worry about preaching. You want to preach straight away? We'll train you, and you'll get by." Eventually, having done the training course, I had to preach. Well, I don't have a problem preaching anymore. I may not be good at it, but I do what God asked me to do. The Judges, we're looking at the book of Judges. And plan all these things all you like, and then things don't always go to plan, but not to worry. There you go. All it took was a touch. Now, I guess I wasn't the only one that ever asked, why me? Now, things with God, God always makes a plan, even when we mess up. God had told the children of Israel to totally drive out the Canaanites. This is found in Judges chapter 1, verse 28. When Israel was strong, they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out, which was a mistake. The same mistake other nations had made before, which allowed the Canaanites to get a foothold of influence of the opposition and dominate. It seems that Israel fell in the same problem, even under the leadership of Joshua. They did not get rid of all. They got rid of some, but not all. And the Bible says he put a tribute, which is a tax, on them. I guess they're looking for financial gain. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. An angel of the Lord told Israel they were freed from Egypt as promised. And the promise that God gave them is that he would never leave them nor forsake them, so long as they followed him and get them to the promised land, of which was fulfilled. They weren't to make a covenant with any inhabitants of the land, but Israel disobeyed God. In verse 3, God told them, because of their disobedience, the inhabitants would be a thorn in their side, and their gods would be a snare to Israel. God always makes a way if we are willing to change. Verse 4 to 9, the children of Israel repented and followed God the days of Joshua and the elders under Joshua's leadership. But the Bible says, the new generation knew not God and went back on their promises. And of course, the surrounding nations took advantage of Israel and Israel's disobedience and idolatry. You see, when Israel left Pharaoh's land in Egypt, all the nations were looking on to see how Israel's God would treat them. And they're going from strength to strength. And they could always see a chink in the armor when Israel disobeyed. Now we fast forward to Judges chapter 6 and verse 1. And it says, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and turned their back on God, which gave the enemies courage and a foothold. God allowed the Midianites to be victorious for over 7 years. And not just the Midianites, the Amalekites and the children from the east. In verse 4, they encamped against Israel and destroyed their increase. In another translation, it says they plundered and consumed the Israelites' crops, their livestock, and possessions, leaving them with nothing and leaving them vulnerable, all because they turned their back on God. Verse 7 says, and it came to pass, and his children of Israel came to their senses and turned around and cried to God, who was there all along. It was them that had turned. You see, when we mess up, all we have to do is remember to do a U-turn and face God and cry out to him. In verse 10 to 8, God sent the prophets to tell Israel some home truths, reminding them of what God had already done for them, yet they turned their back on God. But God had not finished with Israel yet. In verse 11, God sent an angel to Gideon, telling him, God is with you, O mighty man of valor. In verse 13, Gideon says, in my words, of course, Where have you been? Where are the miracles of what our father told us about? Gideon is full of mouth, though humble as he could, while telling the angels what's on his mind. Like the church board did to me, they said, shut up and put up, or put up and shut up, and told me to start a Pathfinder club. But I don't know enough. I can't this, and I can't that, though I said. To this day, there is still a Pathfinder club in Bristol, despite me. Verse 14, God had chosen Gideon. Gideon was his chosen person to lead his people, of which Gideon says, who, me? Why me? What can I do? My family is poor. I am the least in my father's house. Verse 16 and 17 says, God says, I've got this. I've got you. Gideon asked God for signs. Gideon asked God for signs. Shouldn't we ask God for signs when things aren't going well? Think when things aren't going how we planned, don't do it by yourself. It's not bad to ask for sign, ask for help. That's what God does. The sign Gideon asked for in verse 18 to 21, God granted Gideon's request. Gideon had to witness first at home before he could lead his people. You see, it was Gideon's father who had erected the altar to Baal. Even though the Israelites cried to God for help, they didn't really want to change. Verse 25 to 26, God told Gideon to tear down his father's images and altar to Baal and cut down the groves and rebuild an altar to me and serve me. Verse 28 to 30, the men of the city rose early that morning and they went to worship Baal, but found that the altar had been cast down and the groves were cut down, and they were very angry. Someone told them it was Gideon that done this, and they went to kill Gideon because of this. Verse 31, Joash, Gideon's father, stood up for him because he heard from an angel that Gideon was supposed to lead his people. And his words was, if Baal needs help, why do we need him? He can fend for himself. Now his kind words and his thoughtful words and his stern words and his encouraging words turned back the crowd and hushed the crowd. God was with Gideon. Verse 33, then the enemy of Israel came back around the area to trouble God's people as before, the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children from the east. They gathered together. Verse 34 says, but. Whenever there's a but, there is a change. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. After the trumpet, many answered the call from Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali. They got the message and came to support Gideon. Yet, before going to war with his enemies, Gideon just needed that little extra touch to let him know God was with him. So he asked for a fleece to be wet and the ground dry, and then the ground to be wet and the fleece dry. Have you ever asked something specific for God? Now, when you're in a tight spot and you ask for that specific thing and it comes through, how do you feel? Perhaps you have an exam coming up, which you haven't quite studied as you should. And you go through the exam and you pass. You not only pass, but you pass very well. Perhaps you go to exam and you don't quite get the grades you want, but you still pass because God is with you. Perhaps you need to pass your finance to pick up a car, a house, or even get a new job. Perhaps you have a family member who is ill and you pray for the person to pull through, and you're over the moon when the person pulls through. Imagine how Gideon felt. Yes, God is back. Through it all, God had never left. In Judges 7, it turned out 32,000 men had rallied around and came to Gideon's aid. Verse 2, but God told Gideon, there are too many people here, because if we get the victory, they'll assume they did all by themselves, and it wasn't God that helped. So God told Gideon to publicly announce, all who are fearful and trembling, leave the army and go home. 22,000 men went home, leaving just 10,000. Wow. That's a lot. I wonder how those that were left felt. Verse 4, God tells Gideon, the people are still too many. We know the story well, don't we? And the men are taken down to the river and asked to drink, just to be tested. Those who stooped down and scooped the water in there as they drank and kept looking, you can see that they were ready for what's happening next. But those who knelt down and put a head in the water, drinking, drink like there was no tomorrow, they wouldn't know where the enemy was coming. So, as it happened, those who failed the test were told to go back to the tents. 9,700 failed the test, leaving just 300 men. 300 out of 35,000, 32,000? Only 300? That's a lot. The thing is, the people they were going to fight was 135,000 men. Now, 35,000 was plenty, but even that would have been a tall ass, you would say. 300? Now, God knows what's happened, and God says to Gideon, I want you to go down to the camp at night and see how things are. But if you are afraid, take one of your servants with you. So Gideon goes down. Now I imagine he was fearful, but he knew God was with him because he asked God to prove him. When in verse 13, they go down and they hear the Midianites men recapping a dream he had. The dream was a cake of barley rolled into our camp. It hit our tent, turned the tent upside down. The other Midianite says, that's none other than the sword of Gideon and his God. Now you remember that they've been following Israelites and how they were going from one place to another, how they got a victory after victory after victory. But they also would have been known when they had come and seen the demise of Israel. But now they have this dream, and I guess they're worried. But that was all Gideon needed to see. He goes back to camp and rallies around his troop. He now splits them into three groups. They're to carry a trumpet, a pitcher, and a light. And they go down to make war. How many of them did anything to the enemy? None. All they did was blow the trumpet, smash the pitcher, and watch God work. Isn't that how God works with us? We have something so present on our lives that we can't see our way through. And it's like we try and do ourselves. And then at the last minute, we say, God, can you help me? Of which God says, at last, now I can do my job. Excuse me. The enemy said, we were tricked. Those men hadn't gone home. Gideon had his men around all the time. But yet they lost the battle because God was with Gideon. Now, the rest is history. Remember, one of us plus God is a majority. One of us, only one of us, plus God is a majority. Why me, Lord? Because I'm God and I can.